Okay. Forgive me if this is hard to understand, because it's fucking like 6 in the morning, and that was a big yawn. Oh my God. Whoa. Right, I was talking. Anyway, I'm fucking tired as hell. And this isn't the usual thing I record with. I usually record with my computer, because this thing's old as tits. This phone is so fucking old. I need a new phone so bad, but that takes energy. Anyway, talking, focus. Stop yawning. Oh my God. Maybe I'm responding with an audio because I'm too fucking out of it to type a response. Or maybe I'm responding because, no. I'm responding with an audio because I want to try and get like some genuine feelings across. And I don't really know how to do that in text, but I figure, hey, if you hear me, maybe you'll believe me a little. You are not being creepy. Hear me? You are not being creepy. Not an ounce. Not a little. You are not anything but sweet and kind and understanding and respectful. Okay? If you need to go back and listen to that again, you can do that as many times as you want, because when I was reading your response, I kind of got too happy to focus and read the rest of it. I don't get a lot of responses, which are people like, well, one, treating me like a person, but that's just that aside. But giving me like a nice in-depth review of sorts. Like, I like knowing how I make people feel emotionally. That's the biggest thing for me. I think it's the same thing with, like, I don't really have like a specific body type that I like, or I actually can't make myself start talking about dicks. It's too embarrassing. Like, every person is different in their own unique way, and because of that, there are so many different ways to be attractive. Like, yeah, most of the time people split that into types or fetishes or kinks or. For me, it's just getting to know the person that's the most fun thing. And maybe that's the inexperience talking, but. Yeah, whatever. I'm trying really hard to focus and remember what you said, because it was such a nice response and I want to reply properly, but I mean it. My tired ass brain just got too happy and I had to. I think it literally took me like half an hour to focus enough to read the whole thing. Which, you know, I feel creepy, but. Yeah, no, my eyes like literally started watering from having my screen on for that long. Okay, focus. What is the thing that you said? What is the thing that you said? I can remember. You gave a very sweet response. I can fucking remember. Oh, I remember. One, you are not the first person to message me to be like, hey, I'd like to have sex with you, or like I like to imagine this is what sex with you would be like. And I gotta say, if I'm making porn where I'm just chilling and vibing, like I certainly fucking hope I'd be like that, but wouldn't it be weird to not think about having sex with the other person? Like, isn't that like the point of porn? Like, as long as you acknowledge, like, hey, I don't actually personally know this person, but I don't think that's weird at all. I mean, hell, I've had people fucking message me, not even from listening to my audios, but just getting comments from me because they're like, hey, you have a really good vibe. Please let me talk about sticking my dick in you. I hope this isn't too much. I know most of the time people are like, oh, don't message me for custom audios, don't. I'm not really gonna, you know what, I'm not gonna worry about it. I want to spoil you, and I hope me being completely and utterly unfocused, because I'm tired as hell, counts as some kind of focus. I mean, it counts as some kind of spoiling. Maybe I'll respond with text later so I can actually respond to what you said, because I think I might fall back asleep. If I want to respond properly now, come on. Thank you for, seriously, thank you for telling me how my audio has, like, affected you personally and, like, emotionally and stuff like that. The biggest thing for me is I want every person to feel safe. I want every person to feel sexy. I want every person to feel comfortable. No, I don't want my younger friends to feel sexy. That would be kind of weird. But that's a big thing for me, is encouraging people and wanting them to feel comfortable and stuff like that. So knowing that, I got to do that for you is a million, 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 million times more satisfying than any time I get a one sentence comment of just, "Oh, you sound so sexy," or someone DMing me to be like, "Oh, I like your voice," and I'm like, "No, thanks. I'm actually extremely dysphoric about my voice, but I'm glad you like it." But yeah, I'm officially rambling now. I have absolutely no fucking idea what I said or what you said. I got anxiety too, boo. I do. And I overthink a lot. So, I hope I covered at least part of what you said. And that this isn't. Nope, I'm not gonna call it weird. I'm trying to spoil someone, and if I say, "Hey, don't gotta overthink, you're nice," and then I fucking. I'll still keep this in, though, because this is me. I overthink, and I want to be kind, and I'm not some perfect fucking sexy angel thing or whatever as some people treat me, but I'm me. You're you. Oh, I thought of another thing I wanted to say. It seems like sending that response was really difficult for you. I just wanted to say I'm proud of you for getting the courage to come out and be open about it. I know if something's something that you're extremely self-conscious about, it's even harder. It's difficult. It's painful, even if it's something that you want to talk about. And I also know that if you have all these intense, intense feelings that you don't normally have the chance to express, it can be a little bit intimidating with how much you want to say. And it kind of sounds like I just sort of brought something out in you that you didn't really know what to do with now that you had the seeming chance to speak about it. And that's okay. Because you're treating me like a person. You're not like, "Oh shit, I got a reaction from this person. I'm going to spam them to hell and back," or "I think I'm justified with taking up this person's time," or anything like that. You're just being kind, respectful, and also acknowledging your own boundaries and taking the time to figure out whether or not you're comfortable responding. That's good, boo. You're doing a good job. And I'm not saying I'm proud of you for fucking fluff talk. I don't even fucking know. Like, I don't really know what I'm doing. Overthinking again. Don't do that. You're fine. I'm fine. And I just want to spoil you. Because you seem nice. I lost my train of thought again. Oh, I was doing so good for a minute there. You know, I'm not even going to look at how long this audio is because this is, nope, not calling it cringe. Nope, we're not doing that. Where was I? Talking about emotional stuff, being proud of you because I mean it. Oh. And I guess to finish up the, if there's an emotion or feeling you're not used to being able to express or even feeling like it's the option, it all being a lot and stuff like that. seemed self-conscious about your response being long, or at least your original one. I want you to just pause for a moment. Think about how much longer my response was to your first message than your first message. I was really happy and excited too, you know? And I couldn't really figure out how to express that in a few words. If anything, I felt like mine was too long, and I definitely feel like this is too long.